A busy interim for you, Senator. I know you've been doing some traveling of late and meeting with a lot of folks. Tell us about what's been happening so far during this interim.
Well, even though we're not in session in Jefferson City, the work continues. And quite honestly, I think some of the most important and productive time that we have is when we're not in Jeff City and we can be back home and meeting with our constituents. This past week, two very important meetings. One was in Arrow Rock at the Arrow Rock State Park. And there's a group made up of representatives from 8.5 counties along the Missouri River that make up the Old Trails Regional Economic Summit. And they met earlier this week and kind of talked about the importance of working together to promote this area. And really had some very, very good news from the USDA Rural Development Office.
And that news is?
USDA Rural Development saw the importance of having this Old Trails Regional Economic Summit work together. And they are going to give a grant of some $49,000 to have a full-time director for that. And so that's going to be super to have somebody on a full-time basis that will kind of draw those 8.5 counties together to see ways that they can jointly market that area. Agritourism, there's wineries, there's all sorts of ways to jointly promote, all the way from the Kansas City area in Jackson County, Clay County, Lafayette, Ray, Saline, Carroll County, Howard, Sheraton, and then goes to Boone County. And so what are some ways that those counties can jointly work together? For example, if you have a bus load of tourists that are coming from Minnesota or from Kansas, why not stop in Arrow Rock while they're heading to Branson or stop at one of the five wineries in Lafayette County on the way home? And so we've got to be poised to be able to work together. And by this announcement by USDA, that really is going to help jointly market this area.
Some other meetings as well for you in recent weeks?
Really interesting meeting that I went to was at ALMA, which is the home of Santa Fe High School. They have a program for adult farmers called Santa Fe Agri Leaders, and they had their annual test plot meeting this week. Had a lot of farmers that came by to see the different test plots the different seed companies were having. And then afterwards, a really nice picnic in the ALMA City Park. And basically, the group talked about education and other things you're going to do to work together to collectively learn from each other. And, you know, you had the seed companies right there, so their representatives and a lot of the machine dealers were there as well. And so just a great time for those involved in agriculture, mainly in the Lafayette County area, to get together. And it was an honor to be there and really enjoyed being a part of that evening.
Both of these also, as you mentioned, point to the necessity of the area, as it were. You're in some of these counties, you're bordering Kansas City and the Kansas City metro and as far east as the central part of Missouri. And there's a lot to experience in Missouri, not just on either side of the state, but throughout.
Well, it's a big state, and 21st Senatorial District is large. There are some 8 counties, and even though each area is unique, it's still important we work together. What helps folks in Howard County helps those in Ray County and Johnson, Lafayette, all over. And so I see that one of my jobs as a state senator is to try to help those communities work together, find the information they need, bring leaders from across the state into our area. And that's one thing that you can do during the interim because you have the more time and you're actually in the district. And I really enjoy that part of the job.